Praise the Lord. It's so great to be in his house today. If you have your Bibles, please turn to 1 Kings chapter 21. First Kings 21, beginning at verse 1. Naboth the Jezreelite had a vineyard, which was in Jezreel, hard by the palace of Ahab, king of Samaria. And Ahab spake unto Naboth, saying, Give me thy vineyard, that I may have it for a garden of herbs, because it is near unto my house. And I will give thee for it a better vineyard than it. Or if it seem good to thee, I will give thee the worth of it in money. And Naboth said to Ahab, The Lord forbid it me, that I should give the inheritance of my fathers unto thee. A man in his vineyard, a man whose very name means fruit, fruits, produce. The time came when there was an incident involving the vineyard. Reading from the NIV, there was an incident involving a vineyard belonging to Naboth the Jezreelite. The vineyard was in Jezreel, close to the palace of Ahab, king of Samaria. Ahab said to Naboth, Let me have your vineyard to use it for a vegetable garden, since it is close to my palace. In exchange, I will give you a better vineyard, or if you prefer, I will pay you whatever it is worth. But Naboth replied, The Lord forbid that I should give you the inheritance of my ancestors. Naboth, the Jezreelite from Jezreel, which means sown of God, God sows, that which God planted. This vineyard, a field set with plants of noble quality, nobler quality. A garden of wine. And we know that in a good sense, wine in the Bible symbolizes, represents the blessings of God. Joy, abundance, kingdom life and vitality, kingdom prosperity. It represents the Spirit and, of course, the blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This vineyard, this gift of God, this field sown of God, that which God planted, the inheritance, the possession, the treasure, the plot of ground, this plot of ground in the earth. The time came when there was an incident. A man named Ahab, a man remarkable. For his luxuriousness and idolatry. That his excessive, foolish fondness or submissiveness to one's wife. This king of Israel, he wanted this man's vineyard. This reprobate king. The husband of Jezebel. He wanted the man's vineyard. The vineyard was so close to his palace. We're talking about prime land, fruitful land, noble land. So Ahab goes to Naboth and says to him, Give me your vineyard. Give me your vineyard that I may have it for a vegetable garden. Because it's near, it's next to my house. I'll give you a vineyard better than it. Or I'll give you its worth in money. Naboth's vineyard, the inheritance of his fathers, the inheritance of his ancestors, his family inheritance, the heritage of his fathers, this kingdom vineyard, this glorious garden of wine. Give it to me. Trade it to me. Sell it to me. You know, this wasn't an incident with just any man. The wicked king is after the vineyard of Naboth. He wants the very soil. Give it to me. No. Trade it to me. Sell it to me. You know, give it away and it's gone. Trade it away and it's gone. Sell it away and it's gone. Think quick, Naboth. What are you going to say? The KJV reads, Naboth said to Ahab, "The Lord forbid it me that I should give the inheritance of my fathers unto thee." The NIV, Naboth replied, "The Lord forbid that I should give you the inheritance of my ancestors." Reading from the Message paraphrase, Naboth the Jezreelite owned a vineyard in Jezreel that bordered the palace of Ahab, king of Samaria. One day Ahab spoke to Naboth saying, "Give me your vineyard so I can use it as a kitchen garden. It's right next to my house, so convenient. In exchange, I'll give you a far better vineyard, or if you prefer, I'll pay you money for it." But Naboth told Ahab, "Not on your life, so help me God. I'd never sell the family farm to you." Ahab went home in a black mood, sulking over Naboth the Jezreelite's words, "I'll never turn over my family inheritance to you. So help us, God. So help us. Lord, forbid it." Spiritually speaking, the enemy comes. A wicked king and wicked kings seeking the vineyard, the inheritance, the heritage, the bordering of that which is noble, prime land, fruitful land, noble land, wanted land, sought after, coveted. "Give it to me." And some hand it over. "Trade it to me." And some make the trade. "Sell it to me." And some make the sale. What a spirit in the man, this man Naboth. Not giving, not trading, not selling. You know, I remember someone said to me once, "Everything is for sale for the right price, the right deal." No, not everything. Not Naboth's vineyard. There is a man, well advanced in years, he lives in our city. He sold his family home. It was time for him to move due to age. And yet, hear a lesson. He sold the home for which he had cared for. So many memories, so much history. And sometime after selling the property, he was taken by the old residents. He was horrified by the state of the place. The yard, the grounds, all his trees, beautiful fruit trees, his vineyard ruined by the purchaser. "Naboth, give me your vineyard that I may have it for a vegetable garden. So help us, God. Lord, forbid it." The Wycliffe Bible, "Therefore Ahab spoke to Naboth and said, Give thou to me thy vineyard, that I may make to me thereof a garden of warts. for it is nigh to me and nigh to mine house. And I shall give to thee a better vinery for it. Either if thou guessest it more profitable to thee, I shall give thee the price of silver as much as it is worth. And so Ahab spoke to Naboth and said, give me thou thy vineyard to me, give it to me, so that I can make a herb garden out of it for myself, for it is close to me and close to my house. And I shall give thee a better vineyard for it. Or if thou guessest that it be more profitable to thee, I shall give thee the price of it in silver for as much as it is worth. To whom Naboth answered, the Lord be merciful to me, that I give not to thee the heritage of my fathers. A garden of warts, an herbaceous plant. And there's another interesting definition. A sweet liquid drained from mash and fermented to make beer and whiskey. A vineyard, a fruitful producing field. It'll become a vegetable garden. I'll turn it into a kitchen garden. I'll turn it into a garden of warts. I mean, can you imagine? Can you imagine if Naboth would have given it away, handed it over? Can you imagine if Naboth would have made a deal, shook hands with the devil? The inheritance of his father's gone. No longer his. Now the heritage and the possession of another. The trees and the vines cut down, destroyed. He would make his way by the old vineyard and weep over what it had become, and that the generation to come would never possess the vineyard. His children would have an inferior vineyard or a pile of silver. But that garden of wine, weep, giver. Weep, traitor. Weep, seller. Oh, but wait. Ahab said, I shall give thee a better vineyard for it. A better vinery for it. A better vineyard? Better than the inheritance vineyard? Better than the heritage vineyard, better than that of his fathers and ancestors, better than the Son of God, better than that which God plants. What vineyard could be better than this vineyard? What vinery could be better than this field set with plants of noble quality, nobler quality? This garden, the wine. You don't want to trade it? If it's more profitable to you, I can give you the price of silver. Yeah, I'll give you the price of it in silver. No. No, Ahab. No amount of silver can buy this gold. The Boyce Bible reads, Ahab, your vineyard is near my house. Why don't you hand it over to me so I can make a vegetable garden out of it? I will trade you a better vineyard for it, or I can pay you if you prefer. Naboth, I'm sorry. The Eternal forbids that I give it away. The Eternal forbids that I give away any of my ancestors' inheritance, even to you. There's a footnote here that links to verses. Leviticus 25, verse 23. The land shall not be sold permanently, for the land is mine, for you are strangers and sojourners with me. So one might say, the Lord forbids it. And one might say, Lord, forbid it. Numbers 36, verse 7, so the inheritance of the children of Israel shall not change hands from tribe to tribe. For every one of the children of Israel shall keep the inheritance of the tribe of his fathers. Not tribe to tribe, and assuredly not from tribe to tyrant. Treasure the inheritance. People of God, treasure the inheritance. Cherish the fruit, the wine. Take care, protect the place. Honor the ground, honor the field, honor the plot. Honor the vinery, the sown of God, that which God has planted, the garden of wine. Possess a not giving it away, not trading it away, not selling it away spirit. Don't let the fear of who it is saying to you, give me your vineyard, cause you to give it away. Don't let the diabolical appeal of a so-called better vineyard cause you to trade it away. Don't take silver from the hand of the devil for it. The Voice Bible, sorry, the Knox Bible, in its place, I will give thee a better vineyard of my own, or its worth in money, if that likes thee better. You know, no one can offer us a better vineyard. There isn't a better vineyard to give. Naboth said no. Well, what now? What a story. What a piece of history. For some, this is all new. For some, you've read it many times. Listen, we need to have a spirit like Naboth no matter what happens. We need to have a spirit like Naboth and cast ourselves into the hands of God. God will be God. The key is this, that we don't give it away, that we don't trade it away, that we don't sell it away. This is the incident, and this is the test. The plot thickens. 1 Kings 21, 4-7. So Ahab went into his house sullen and displeased because of the word which Naboth the Jezreelite had spoken to him. For he had said, I will not give you the inheritance of my fathers. And he lay down on his bed and turned away his face and would eat no food. But Jezebel, Baal exalts. Baal is husband to, unchaste. But Jezebel, his wife, came to him and said to him, why is your spirit so sullen that you eat no food? He said to her, because I spoke to Naboth the Jezreelite and said to him, give me your vineyard for money, or else, if it pleases you, I will give you another vineyard for it. And he answered, I will not give you my vineyard. Then Jezebel, his wife, said to him, you now exercise authority over Israel. Arise, eat food, and let your heart be cheerful, and I will give you the vineyard of Naboth the Jezreelite. The message. He said, I'll never give you my vineyard. Jezebel said, is this any way for a king of Israel to act? Aren't you the boss? On your feet. Eat, cheer up. I'll take care of this. I'll get the vineyard of this Naboth the Jezreelite for you. We carry on reading from the message. She wrote letters over Ahab's signature, stamped them with his official seal, and sent them to the elders in Naboth's city and to the civic leaders. She wrote, call for a fast day and put Naboth at the head of the table on high among the people. Then seat a couple of stool pigeons across from him who in front of everybody will say, you blasphemed God and the king. Then they'll throw him out and stone him to death. And they did it. The men of the city, the elders and civic leaders, followed Jezebel's instructions that she wrote in the letter sent to them. They called for a fast day and seated Naboth at the head table on high among the people. Then they brought in two stool pigeons and seated them opposite Naboth. In front of everybody, the two degenerates accused him. He blasphemed God and the king. The company threw him out into the streets, stoned him mercilessly, and he died. When Jezebel got word that Naboth had been stoned to death, she told Ahab, "Go for it, Ahab. Take the vineyard of Naboth the Jezreelite for your own." The vineyard he refused to sell you. Naboth is no more. Naboth is dead. The minute Ahab heard that Naboth was dead, he set out for the vineyard of Naboth the Jezreelite and claimed it for his own. What? This is how it played out. This good man, this man, with the not giving it away, not trading it away, not selling it away spirit, gets falsely accused, thrown out in the street, and mercilessly stoned. He dies? He did die. But he died a man who never gave it up. He died a man who never traded it. He died a man who never sold it. Listen, all die. But not all die with integrity and honor intact, having never given, never traded, never sold. So what if it costs us our lives? Would we rather live the rest of our lives as a giver-upper, a trader, a seller of the sown of God, that which God planted? Would we rather live the rest of our lives in possession of an inferior vineyard or pieces of silver from the hand of a devilish man or the devil himself? The rest of our lives walking by the inheritance of our fathers that is now a garden of warts. And what for sons and daughters? Will it cost us our lives? Not likely. But it'll cost us our living. And it might cost us in other ways. The devil in man, and we know that Jezebel spirit. But take heart, people. Take heart. Naboth, verse 17 is next. Verse 17, then the word of the Lord came to Elijah. The message reads, then God stepped in and spoke to Elijah. Then God stepped in. Hold your ground in life or death. God will step in. God stepped in and he sent Elijah the prophet to the very vineyard. Reading from the message, then God stepped in and spoke to Elijah the Tishbite. On your feet, go down and confront Ahab of Samaria, king of Israel. You'll find him in the vineyard of Naboth. He's gone there to claim it as his own. Say this to him, God's word. What's going on here? First murder, then theft. Then tell him God's verdict. The very spot where the dogs lapped up Naboth's blood, they'll lap up your blood. That's right, your blood. Ahab answered Elijah, my enemy, so you've run me down. Yes, I found you out, said Elijah. And because you've bought into the business of evil, defying God, I will most certainly bring doom upon you, make mincemeat out of your descendants, kill off every sorry male wretch who's even remotely connected with the name Ahab, and I'll bring down on you the same fate that fell on Jeroboam, the son of Naboth, and Baasha, son of Ahijah. You've made me that angry by making Israel sin. As for Jezebel, God said, dogs will fight over the flesh of Jezebel all over Jezreel. Anyone tainted by Ahab who dies in the city will be eaten by stray dogs. Corpses in the country will be eaten by carrion crows. Ahab, pushed by his wife Jezebel, and in the open defiance of God, set an all-time record in making big business of evil. He indulged in outrageous obscenities in the world of idols, copying the Amorites, whom God had earlier kicked out of Israel, of Israelite territory. Yeah, let dogs lap up blood. Bring doom. Make mincemeat out of descendants. Kill off every sorry male wretch who's even remotely connected with the name Ahab. Let dogs fight over the flesh of Jezebel. Note, they still do. Dogs love her flesh. Let people who die in the city be eaten by stray dogs and corpses in the country by carrion crows. Yes, God. Step in. Well, let's finish off the chapter. Reading from the New King James Version. So it was when Ahab heard those words that he tore his clothes and put sackcloth on his body and fasted and lay in sackcloth and went about mourning. And the word of the Lord came to Elijah the Tishbite saying, see how Ahab has humbled himself before me? Because he has humbled himself before me, I will not bring the calamity in his days. In the days of his son, I will bring the calamity on his house. No, God! Mercy? This isn't right. This isn't justice. The Lord delights in mercy. We may struggle with it. Mercy rejoiceth against judgment. Mercy triumphs over judgment. Mercy on whom I will have mercy. This man, at the word of the Lord, tore his clothes and put on sackcloth. He fasted and went about mourning. You say, well, was the repentance, the fasting, the mourning legit? God knows. God knows all things. God is the perfect judge. Let God be God. The Lord himself said to Elijah, see how Ahab has humbled himself before me. This man was showing mercy. This man. And what happened with Jezebel and the others in the days of Ahab's son was only right and perfectly just. Jezebel was dealt with, and fast forward to verses like the ones found here, 2 Kings 9, 25 and 26. Pick him up and throw him into the track of the field of Naboth the Jezreelite. For remember when you and I, this is the voice of Jehu, remember when you and I were riding together behind Ahab his father, that the Lord laid this burden upon him, literally spoke this prophecy against him. Surely I saw yesterday the blood of Naboth and the blood of his sons, says the Lord, and I will repay you in this plot on this property, says the Lord. Now therefore take and throw him on the plot of ground according to the word of the Lord. Still called the field of Naboth. Because it was never given, never traded, never sold. That's the key. How many in this place today have been given a glorious vineyard by their fathers? The inheritance of fathers, the heritage. You say, well, I've had no good father or fathers before me. What vineyard do I have? God's answer to you, recall last Sunday, is that he is your father. and that there are spiritual fathers and mothers. You have an inheritance. You have a heritage, a vineyard sown of God, planted by God. God sows a garden of wine. And the meaning of your name is fruit. Fruits. Produce. No longer fruitless. We have a vineyard. And we have a vineyard to guard and protect. Let us resolve today to never give it away, never trade it away, never sell it away, live or die. The answer is no. Let's have the worship team return today. The inheritance of my fathers, the inheritance of my father, the heritage. My heavenly Father's vineyard. You know, the enemy wants to turn every vineyard into a vegetable garden. What likes thee better? No wine, no kingdom joy, no joy in the kingdom or for the kingdom. He wants to rid the place of passion or the yield of the fruit. Destroy this garden of wine. He wants us to trade it for an inferior plot of ground. That which will never produce noble plants, nobler plants. Noble fruit, nobler fruit. Only God can give us this garden of wine. And you know, I'm so thankful. Thank God for fathers and mothers that had the Naboth spirit, that didn't give it away. They didn't trade it away. They didn't sell it away. And they didn't sell out. Yeah. Some give it away. Some trade it away. Some sell it away. Some sell out. In closing, as we move into the time of water baptism, I do want to make mention of the spirit of covetousness and mark a warning here. And therefore, I share these words, the words of David Wilkerson. The greatest deception in the modern church is the matter of using God's word to put a badge of approval on covetousness. On the surface, the Jezebel doctrine works. See 1 Kings 21, 14-16. It got Ahab what he wanted. He possessed his rights because when a man was stoned for high treason against the king, all his possessions referred to the king. Naboth the Jezreelite had told Ahab that he would not give him the inheritance of his fathers because the Lord forbade him to do so. And Ahab laid him down upon his bed and turned away his face and would eat no bread. But Jezebel, his wife, came to him and said to him, "Why is your spirit so sad that thou eatest no bread? Dost thou now govern the kingdom of Israel? Arise and eat bread and let thine heart be merry. I will give thee the vineyard of Naboth the Jezreelite." Listen to the doctrine of Jezebel. You are king, number one, and you have rights. Let nothing stop you from getting what you want. She said to Ahab, "Be happy, I'll get it for you." That is the false gospel in a nutshell. Don't sweat it. Don't feel sad or condemned by those desires that eat you up. I'll get it for you. Like the deceptive methods Jezebel used, these doctrines twist and misuse Scripture. But Ahab could not enjoy what he received because of a pesky prophet of God. And the word of the Lord came to Elijah the Tishbite, saying, "Arise, go down to meet Ahab in the vineyard of Naboth, whither he has gone down to possess it. And thou shalt speak unto him, saying, Thus says the Lord, thou hast killed and also taken possession. In the place where dogs licked the blood of Naboth, shall dogs lick thy blood." And Ahab said to Elijah, "Hast thou found me, O mine enemy?" And he answered, "I have found thee, because thou hast sold thyself to work evil in the sight of the Lord. Imagine Ahab walking about his new possession, saying, isn't life sweet? Ah, Jezebel, I mean, I may not agree with all her methods, but she certainly gets it done. But dogging his every footstep was the prophet Elijah. So it is today. God has sent prophets crying aloud, confronting the Jezebel doctrine of materialism, making it uncomfortable for Christians to enjoy their playthings and acquisitions. They have sold out. They cannot see it, but sin is behind all this. Every time I cry out against the prosperity doctrine, I sense the spirit and power of Elijah upon me. You are going to hear more and more exposing of this Jezebel doctrine. Everywhere, prophetic voices will be heard loud and clear, crying out, sin, you possessed by selling out to sin. Don't give the inheritance away. Don't trade it. Don't sell it. This possession, property, inheritance, heritage, portion, share, and inheritance received, a lot assigned by God. Don't sell out. Deuteronomy 11, verses 12, 10 to 12. For the land which you go to possess is not like the land of Egypt, from which you have come, where you sowed your seed and watered it by foot as a vegetable garden. But the land which you cross over to possess is a land of hills and valleys which drinks water from the rain of heaven, a land for which the Lord your God cares. The eyes of the Lord your God are always on it, from the beginning of the year to the very end of the year. Give it away, trade it away, sell it away, sell out. The answer is no. People of God, we've been given a garden. And we have a responsibility. We have to attend to and tend the wine garden, our role, our part. Or soon it will be overrun with weeds. And as Tozer said, the heart that fails to cultivate truth and root out error will shortly be a theological wilderness. May God grant these today, these baptismal candidates. I love baptism service. May God grant these baptismal candidates today the spirit of Naboth. Not giving it away. Not trading it away. Not selling it away. Not selling out. No turning back. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning. No turning back. Though none go with me, guess what? Still I will follow. Though none go with me, still I will follow. Though none go with me, still I will follow. No turning back, no turning back. The cross before me, the world behind me. The cross before me, the world behind me. The cross before me, the world behind me. No turning back. No turning back. Oh, Lord God. Let's just stand in the house just for a moment. The candidates prepare themselves.